Podcasting just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, and pure vitamin D. This is the Home Health Occupational Therapy Explorer podcast, supporting fruitfulness for the home health OT. I am your host, Monica Vukasiewicz, and also currently a home health occupational therapist here in the Phoenix area. I geek out about Time and Nature, the series New Amsterdam, deals at consignment shops, and dreaming of how OT could help change the world for the better. Plus, I do have a newfound mild obsession for finding serenity while working in healthcare. So, circling back to you, our listener, let's dig in to today's podcast. Here we go. Hey, welcome to today's podcast, where it's a bit more informal today. I've actually written you a letter, and here it goes. Dear fellow home health go-getter, it is likely that you have been hit with some extra hustle due to the changes from the PDGM rollout in January. Some of you are reporting big changes, others have mentioned nothing. Regardless, my hunch is we are all riding some big waves of change, which means we have massive opportunity to grow bitter or better, to be pitiful or powerful. Which will you choose? I hope the bright path, and that's what this podcast and soon-to-be books supports. This being said, today's episode is short and focused on inspiration and creativity. I recognize with deep humility how utterly challenging and beautifully rewarding this career can be, whether it is documenting too much or too late, or getting to see that client finally shower safely and alone and the look on their face. I get it. I also have humblingly experienced the value of being grounded and centered. So here's a call to you, and I take the same advice as I say it. May you take the time to put your own oxygen mask on first. Find out what it is that you need in order to begin or more deeply thrive in your current position or your career. For me lately, this has meant journaling more often and more intentionally, a change in the exercise routine to be more consistent, and tuning into creativity. One of the things that helps me both stay sane and grounded is listening to music. So I've updated the Spotify playlist for what I think is an appropriate name. It is now titled PDGM Can't Hold Us. And I especially hope you listen to the oldie but goodie on the list that's called Gotta Get Through This, which is a shout out to like children of the 80s. Plus, you can add your own songs, so it could potentially become a worldwide home health OT playlist, which I think is just a fun, nerdy idea. Just saying. And lastly, I want you to know about the home health OT meetup happening next weekend for OTs and CODAs in Arizona. So if you're on the email list here, on my email list, or with the state Arizona Association, you already received the email about it. But if you are not on those lists, I'll share the full details here. So in order to keep it really simple, I'm actually just going to read you all the details from the flyer. So it's a home health OT meetup for conversation and networking. Who? Occupational therapists and or assistants working in home health, primarily targeting those serving the adult population, but all are welcome. What is it? It's an informal meetup for conversation, inspiration, problem solving, vision casting, and networking. It is free to you. When? 3:30 until 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 29th, which is next weekend. Where? Huntington University at 8385 West Mariners Way in Peoria, Arizona. And why? Actually, I get it. You actually don't need to know why. It's just time. The challenges of home health are real. PDGM and more cases that involve dementia and the need for caregiver training are just a few reasons. and two national leaders in home health OT will be in town on this day. So let's use it as an excuse to meet up, network, converse, inspire, problem solve, and grow in community around these topics related to home health OT, especially for adults. So come and meet national leaders, Karen Vance, Mary Lou. I'm going to facilitate the dialogue for us, as well as be screening for topics that people who are coming in are most wanting to talk about. So just a little bit about Karen Vance. Karen gets it. Her passion is home health OT, and her experience shows it, including with understanding how OT fits into the new PDGM changes. She has been practicing in home care since 1981 in clinical, management, and consulting positions. She has served twice as chairperson of the AOTA Home and Community Health Special Interest Section. That's a breathful. And was part of the original formation committee for that HCHSIS. So that Home and Community Health Special Interest Section. She recently was a keynote speaker in the 2019 AOTA Specialty Conference for PDGM Navigating Payment Changes in Home Health. Karen has served as liaison to the Joint Commission for Accreditation of Health Organizations Professional and Technical Advisory Committee, and more recently on the Home Health Groupings Model Technical Expert Panel in 2018. She also has contributed to several publications on home care, including editing the book Home Healthcare, A Guide for Occupational Therapy Practice, published in 2016 by AOTA. Karen has worked as a consultant for BKD Healthcare Group since 2003, providing clinical and operational consulting for home care and hospice agencies to establish and maintain quality management practices. Karen is a 1978 graduate of the University of Missouri Columbia with a bachelor's degree in occupational therapy. And Dr. Mary Lou Donovan, who will also be in the house, is CEO of Positive Dementia Paths. Dr. Donovan understands that working with dementia can be tough and rewarding. She knows how to understand the language of functional cognition and train caregivers for easier and safer living. Dr. Donovan is owner and CEO of Positive Dementia Paths and a registered occupational therapist. She has expertise in working with older adults, people who have dementia, and their personal or professional caregivers. Since 1978, Dr. Donovan has practiced occupational therapy in acute and subacute rehabilitation units, skilled nursing facilities, and memory care units, home care, and hospice organizations. For 20 years, she taught at the College of St. Scholastica in a master's level OT program, and she has published work in peer-reviewed journals on dementia and caregiving, as well as interdisciplinary work at the college level. Currently, Dr. Donovan works at Lakeview Hospital in Two Harbors, Minnesota, as well as operating her business. She is licensed to practice in Minnesota and Wisconsin, is an Allen authorized instructor, a certified administrator of the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, and is registered and certified for practice by MBCOT with an additional geriatric certification. So, I really hope you can make it if you are in or around Arizona, and thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Home Health Occupational Therapy Explorer podcast with today's host, yours truly, Monica Vukosevic. If you like our show and want to know more, including about ebook releases, check out www.homehealthotexplorer.com and sign up for the Breath of Fresh Air emails, where you'll also get the first updates about events or new releases. Until next time, drive safe, count your blessings, and keep exploring. The quote tonight is from Harold Whitman, and it goes like this. Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go and do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive.